Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am your host for the evening, Shafia Kabira, also known as the Holistic Healing and Living Consultant. If you would like to comment tonight or join in via phone, the number to call is 563-999-3622. If you would like to comment, please do so by texting 319-37868, or you're also welcome to send it via Facebook to either Shafia Kabira, or you can send it to my Facebook page, No Longer Broken. And tonight, we're just going to be talking a little bit about revolution or evolution. And I'll tell you just in a moment here what got me thinking about this topic and what got me thinking about this subject. If you were able to listen last week, I played some clips from the great motivational speaker, Les Brown. And I really love listening to him. I enjoy listening to his motivational speeches and listening to him tell about his background and the story, how he came to be where he is now and all the hard work and sacrifice that he made to be able to do what he does with his book writing and his traveling and his speaking, and that he always didn't believe in himself. Not only did he not believe in himself, but he, from the time he was born, he had a mother that didn't want him or his twin brother. And so he was raised by a woman who wasn't his biological mother. From what I understand from the story, there wasn't even a father around for him to even be able to feed off of. Or, you know, she was a single mother, and not only was he one of her foster children, but there were many others. And so to listen to his story, I don't know if you have your own favorite motivational speaker or you have your own person that you listen to that motivates you, but my point and my purpose in dealing with tonight's subject is to make you think. It's not your typical, I guess you would say, you know, I talked about a lot about relationships, about the male, female, the subconscious, the differences in the feminine and masculine energy and different things like that. But I've been on my own personal quest for self-improvement for a very long time. And the more that I soul search, I guess you could say, and the more that I seek out to connect to my higher self and truly live and walk in my purpose, which took me, I guess, you know, I could say it took me a while to discover, but it really didn't take a while because it was there all along. And it wasn't that I didn't know it. I just didn't want to. And I wonder if sometimes if that's what happens with a lot of us. We're always asking ourselves, what am I here to do? What am I here to do? What am I here to do? And we look for something grandiose, maybe, or we look for something that's out of the box, or something that we think I don't really know what it is we look for. But to be honest with us, to be honest, what I discovered is that our purpose isn't something that we have to struggle with. Our purpose isn't something that we have to struggle for. It just is. And with this revolution versus evolution again, as I said, I'll get into it just a moment while talking about this. What I want us to think about is the fact that now is the time that we should be doing all that we can do to connect to our higher selves and be the best that we can be. Because that means to me, it just has a ring of, okay, I tried my best and this is all that I can do. But no, connect to your full self and your higher self and live full out. Be your best self. Who you were put here to be and why you were put here on this earth to do what you were put here to do. In spite of your circumstance, it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. It doesn't look like, it doesn't matter what hand you were dealt, so to speak, in life. It doesn't matter if you have a physical handicap, a mental handicap, but whatever it is that it may look like to the outside world, as if there's a limitation, that's a great word. No matter what your perceived limitation may be, if you can hear me now and there's breath in your body, you are here for a reason. And I think we often dismiss that fact. We take for granted we're here. Maybe it's because we didn't have to struggle, or maybe we think that, we don't count how many times we have to take a breath. We don't have to remind ourselves to take a breath. We don't have to remind ourselves to open our eyes. We don't have to remind ourselves to blink. You know what I mean? So we may take it for granted that we're special and we're unique in our creation and we're here for a purpose. So, today's Friday, so I believe it was Wednesday morning, as I was on my connect time, and I call it my connect time because that's the time where I'm either listening to something that's motivating me, or I'm doing my prayer, or I'm doing my meditation, or I'm doing affirmations. I'm doing something that connects me to spirit, and I'm doing something that connects me to my higher self. And when I say spirit, some people understand. Some people might be all deep and wonderful. I call it spirit because, if you are in church, you call it the Holy Spirit. You could call it Allah, you could call it God, you could call it the Almighty, you could call it whatever. But when I say spirit, I'm talking the supreme being, the source of all things, the reason that everything exists. But during my connect time, I was listening to this brother that I have on my Facebook. And I believe you pronounce his name, Oscar Netru. And he's out of Houston, Texas. And as I was listening to a small clip of his speech, he said something that jumped out at me, and it hasn't left me since. And usually when things jump out at me that way, then I feel the need to share them with other people because I'm like, dang, if that was deep to me, then maybe somebody else needed to hear it. Maybe someone else needed to hear the word that this brother speaks, but because they don't know about him, they're not going to hear it. And sometimes we don't want to share things with other people because we can be selfish and we want to seem like we've arrived and we've gotten to this place where we know so much. Sometimes we might feel like it's somebody else's words or their work or whatever, so we don't want to share it. But what I'm finding is that when we learn something, it becomes part of us. And there's two things that happen. One, we're responsible to live by what we know. And if we know that it's good and it's right and exact for us. And two, after we've learned it, it's our responsibility to share it with someone else to help them grow and become better. because none of us are independent of each other. Regardless of what you may think, you might think I have this. Even if you feel alone, you're still not alone. Somewhere in the world, somewhere throughout your day, you depended on another human being to get what you needed to get. If you went to work, you depended on the owner of the company, a manager, a coworker. If you went to the grocery store, you depended on the store owner, the clerk, the bad boy, the shelf stocker. If you went and got gas today, you depended on the gas station owner, the clerk at the counter to take your money, or you paid at the pump. You depended on the credit card company who has customer service representatives or on it somewhere, some way. Today, you depended on another human being, directly or indirectly. So if we know that we're all connected and we're interconnected, then wouldn't it make sense that when you learn something and you want to be able to make this world a better place, or you want to someone that you deem needs help to become better, then you need to share information that is uplifting and will take them to another level if it's working for you? So this brother said, when I was listening to him, he brought up the fact of revolution and evolution. And he says, what does it mean to revolve? And he gave the definition. And then he talked about what it meant to evolve. So I, you know, when something like that hits me deeply, I go and I start doing some studying on it. So the word revolve means to move in a circle on a central axis. That is a definition of the word revolve. And another definition of the word revolve means to turn over at length in the mind, or to ponder something, to remain under consideration, to turn or roll around on. But it doesn't say anything about moving forward. Now, the word evolve means to undergo evolutionary change. That's one of the definitions of the word evolve. And, sorry, here my computer is kind of trying to do a number on me. But a process of change in a certain direction is another definition of evolve. The process of working out or developing the abstraction of a mathematical root. A process in which the whole universe is a progression of interrelated phenomena. And this brother on NBC, she asked, are you trying to revolve or are you trying to evolve? And when he talked about, you know, revolving basically meaning going around in a circle. When something revolves, it goes in a circle. And it just repeats. It doesn't get off that path. Continues to go around in a circle. But when something has evolved or there's been an evolution, there's actual change. There's a modification. And my thought that I want to talk about and explore is that we often hear, especially in our community, that we want a revolution, that we're revolutionary, or we have a revolutionist, a space for both revolution and evolution in our lives, but you have to know when it is time to pick one over the other. And when is the last time you actually sat down to think about the word evolution or revolution? If you used it in context with what we need to do as a people to be able to change what we see going on in this country, especially but not just this country, but the world, especially when it's us as black people. You know, we've got to deal with more shootings. We have to deal with people. It's like, you know, we really can't feel safe anywhere if we're not getting gunned down by those who say that they're supposed to serve and protect us. We can't even go to a restaurant now with someone who's delusional, supposedly, according to them, which is always convenient that it's the delusional one. Anyway, to come to a restaurant and kill us, or people that have done things in our community, their names being dragged through the mud as they become icons in our community, or guns being put in our community so that we can kill each other situations, and pressure cooker situations where we just boil out of control and we lose it. So we talk about we need a revolution. Whatever, revolving means to go back or go around in a circle. Do we really need a revolution? And if so, why are we revolving? What are we revolving to? And if you think about the fact that, you know, that words carry weight, that words actually bring about change, that thought is prayer, and that you can speak those things that are not as though they are, and we don't know the meaning or the root of the words that we're using, or we understand the context that we're putting them in, or the power in the life that we're giving them. Are we actually getting what we want? Are we getting the revolution that we're putting out in the universe? Because if you look at the fact that things seem as if they are rewinding in time, now all of a sudden, it seems like, I'm not saying that they never existed, but now it seems like every time I turn around, I'm seeing more things on Facebook about the Klan. And because, you know, we live in a country where you have freedom of speech, rightfully so, can you really keep them from putting their ads in the paper, say what they want to say, whatever, and feel like, you know, they're whatever. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but you know how these working people think, or have you. We're back to the point where the black life really doesn't matter. I was watching a documentary on prisons in the U.S., and they said that the largest prison in this country is in Angola, Louisiana, and it was a former plantation. And the commentator was saying that after slavery ended and the slaves were set free because they were economically challenged, he used some other flowery word, but he didn't break it down and say because they had been stolen from their families and what they've known for hundreds of years, and this was, slavery was the only thing that they really knew, and they weren't given jobs or they weren't giving what they were promised as far as the 40 acres and the mule. Many of them turned to crime. So the once freed slaves found themselves in slavery again. And this plantation owner made a deal with the government of Louisiana that he would pay the government to use their inmates to run his plantation. So again, the once freed slaves found themselves back in slavery again. And they talked about how poor the conditions were because they were slaves, and who cared? The government was getting money for the inmates. So do you really think they cared how they were being treated, whether or not they were being fed properly or clothed or not work, if they weren't being worked too hard. So the commentator went on to say that these inmates were worked from sun up to sun down, just like the slaves were, and their life expectancy was short. And they brought it up to the modern day time, and they were showing how this plantation prison was still ran the same way. They had a cotton mill on the prison site. So they did their own, they ran the cotton gin, and they grew fruits and vegetables and other things. I don't know if they had tobacco as well, but I did see that they had a vegetable farm. And the warden, or the person being interviewed, was riding in the car, and the cameraman was taping him. And he said, "We pick everything by hand. We do everything by hand. Why not? We've got the labor for it." And it hit me a certain kind of way when he said that. I'm like, you're talking about someone's life. I don't care if they've committed a crime or not, or done something wrong, but you're talking about someone's life. And a majority of the prisoners that were being shown happened to be black. So you still have the spirit of the slaves that were on this land before they became free. I'm pretty sure there are many who died, especially if this man was paying out money to rent these inmates, because the saying was is that he didn't really care about them being worked to death, because his saying was something like, one dies, there'll be another one in tomorrow to replace them, because that's how fast they were turning them in and out of this prison. But just to hear the way that this person spoke to value the human life, and it wasn't just the human life he didn't value, but the value of the black life. And as I was saying, I'm pretty sure if this slave owner was paying the state to rent these inmates, that he didn't care about their well-being. I'm pretty sure he had to be a brutal slave master. And I don't know if you understand what happens to our DNA or the energy that can be gathered around a trauma has happened. So you have these men that are working on ground that maybe some of their actual ancestors, if not their direct ancestors, but the ancestors have died on and given their life on, and their blood has leaked into the ground. And they're just required to work and keep calm and not rise up when the souls of their ancestors are still screaming for justice. So again, do we need a revolution? Or do we need an evolution? Because it seems like this country is going back to the way that it was, the Jim Crow, and the blacks only this and the whites only that. And I know for probably Caucasian people or non-black people, or non-melanated people, I'm going to start using the term black, but non-melanated people, you probably like, oh my God, no, this is not what's happening. You're overreaching. Why can't we just love each other? I don't see color. You're cool. I'm cool. We both don't like Trump. You know, why can't we just kumbaya? Because you have to understand the history and the legacy that's been left in this country, and it's continuing to revolve. Not evolve, it's revolving. Children grow up in this madness and try to help them make some sense of it. But they were not put here to make peace, they were born to make war. So if you're not a melanated person, it can be easy to say, no, we're a good guy. We don't own slaves. You don't own them physically. But they're still being owned mentally. And they're actually, the physical number is increasing because of the number of men being incarcerated, followed by the female incarceration population, increasing. So you have broken homes all over the place. It's just another type of slavery, of what happened to us in slavery. I can't remember what I was watching, but I think it was part of the of a memorial. It was part of a memorial, but I'm not exactly, I don't remember off the top of my head what it was for. But it was a slave narrative that I was listening to. And his brother was talking about his mother. And he said she had 15 children by 15 different men. Because she, every time she got pregnant, she got, they had the baby, she got sold again. And that was basically her role, was to breed children. And in slavery, children were just another form of livestock. I talked about that a few months ago on the show, but about the legacy of the family and where we have learned how to be families, which we haven't learned how to be a family. We don't really know how to be families. What we know is that we have a deep-rooted desire to love and be loved. And we have a deep-rooted desire for loyalty and togetherness. But because we're functioning from survival mode, about 90% of the time, we're still functioning and surviving as if we're on a physical plantation and we're still slaves and we're still carrying the slave mentality. We have the revolution. We're still revolving. The insanity definition of doing the same thing over and over but expecting a different result. So we have prison systems, prison pipelines, single-family homes, children that were, whose parents have been snatched away from them, and now they're living with their grandparents. And I can hear people saying, you know, but they did the crime, so they got to do the time. But is what they did really warranting the type of time that they're being given? And then we have Bill Cosby, he's an 80-year-old man, 30 years I heard, even if it was just a 10, he's 80 years old. And really, what merit did they use to be able to convict this man? So if he goes to prison, the decades that we spent, or the years, I don't remember how long the Cosby Show was on. I know it was a long time because Booty was a little girl when the show started. By the time the show ended, she was a teenager and all that stuff. And then we have A Different World, and we had the Cosby Kids, and we had Little Bill. You have all of these things that this man did. That impacted our community greatly. We had a black family where a mother and father were together and weren't knocking each other upside the head. One wasn't a crackhead and what have you, and the other one wasn't drunk and they were running off and doing all these other things. And like we have for reality TV shows now, they didn't talk about divorce. They disciplined their children, they encouraged their children, even when they had to discipline them. Their friends were like a part of the family. The grandparents were there, so there was generations that were represented and his family. That was something that we didn't get to see a lot of on the streets. But it was a great fantasy, and then followed that by a bunch of black children in school or college, the HBCU, every week, experience every week. For those who may not have gotten the opportunity to go to college or were aspiring to go to college, in the back of the mind of everybody that looked up to this man and the empire that he built and what his shows represented, they're having a psychological issue. Now he's just dirty like everybody else. Evolution versus revolution. You allow people to have control over your life, they're going to take it. When you allow a system to have too much control over your life, they're going to take it. If you don't find a way to fight back, which brings me to the evolution part. We have to learn how to change, to grow, to get to our next level. I was reading something, and, you know, when we hear the word evolution, a lot of people balk at that word because they think the only meaning of evolution is when it comes to how we're created, and it comes creation versus evolution. So they're thinking only on that one scientific level of how we got here. They don't want to hear that word. So they balk at it, they automatically block it out, and they don't want to deal with it. But you have to learn how to listen. That's a form of evolution when you stop being so closed-minded that you're not able to see the bigger picture and what the word means. So to me, when I look at the word evolution, then I believe in both creationism and evolution, if they go hand-in-hand. They really are not, you can't have out the other. So when you look at being able to, excuse me, hear my baby girl lying next to me, and she wants to talk to me. But I apologize for that. Do you know how my entrepreneurs do? But evolving and how our bodies are constantly evolving from the time that the sperm meets the ovum, our bodies begin to evolve. They metamorphosed the specific cells that needed to be able to create the heart and the lungs and the liver and our spine and our brain. All of that, it knew what to do. It had to evolve. And so, again, my thoughts tonight that I'm just sharing is about how can we stop revolving and evolve individually so that we can make an impact as a whole, so that we can make an impact on the whole. And as I said before, I believe that there are times when you have to revolve, and you have to know when to stop going around, and you have to evolve. And what I mean by that, and my thoughts on that are that there are times that we have to revolve and we have to go around. And as I, in February, I talked about how I went to visit my cousin in Texas, and how we went to Mississippi to visit. And we went to talk to my great aunt and my great uncle. And we looked through pictures and photo albums and saw pictures of my grandmother when she was a teenager. And it was so awesome. And so there are times when we have to sankofa, and we need to make that revolution again. We need to go back. I believe there's also times in our lives when we fail to have learned a lesson, or we didn't know that something was trying to be a lesson and we were kicking against it. I'm starting to notice that more in my own life, that when it seems like there's something that I'm continuing having to deal with, I'm learning to be wise and say, okay, stop, Shafia. You just went through this a year ago, 2 years ago. I don't care if it was 4 years ago, but you just went through this. Why are we back here again? Are we still dealing with this issue? And I don't care if it's in your relationships, if you're dealing with the same type of man showing up over and over again in a different body, or you're dealing with the same woman showing up again and again in a different body, or you're dealing with the seesaw of having money and being broke, but you're more broke than you have money, or you're dealing with weight gain, your weight is yo-yoing up and down, or you're dealing with just whatever it is that it seems like, if you keep going back to that thing that you're trying to get rid of, or that thing that you're trying to get out of, or that thing that you're trying to let go of, and you keep going back to it, why? Why are you still revolving? What's the revolution that is happening in your life? Student is ready, the teacher will appear. And sometimes people will say, well, the reason why is because you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting different results, and nothing's changing. That's not always the case. It could be that you are doing something slightly different than the last time, but yet the lesson has not been learned yet. So when this same person, for example, keeps showing up in your life in a different body form, so you're like, okay, well, this time when I meet this person, I'm not going to spend money on him. But that still doesn't work. Still ends up being a jerk and breaking your heart. Okay, well, this time I'm not going to spend money on him, and I'm going to wait 90 days. I'm going to play the 90-day rule. You wait 90 days, and he still ends up being a jerk and breaking your heart. So you're back on a roller coaster again. You're going back around, making a revolution again in your relationships in your life, and you don't understand why, because you're thinking that you're changing, when all along what the lesson could be for you is that you will need to learn how to get alone and be alone without being lonely, so that you can raise your worth and see the prize that you are, that you do not need this type of man in your life. That could be the revolution. That could be the lesson. It doesn't. And 99% of the time, whenever you receive a lesson, it's not about something external. It's about something internal that we need to change, that we need to improve, that we need to take our rose-colored glasses off and look at for what it truly is and how it is presenting itself and what we need to do in order to change it if it's not serving us for our highest good at the highest point in our lives, how we need to let it go, how we need to get rid of it if it's not serving us. And that's what I mean when I say it's necessary sometimes for us to take the revolution. So when you recognize what needs to be changed, when you recognize what needs to be done, do you just keep staying on the Ferris wheel, going round and round and round, singing the same old song? Woe is me, what's wrong with me? I'll never find the right person. I'll never have enough money. I'll never be at my ideal weight. I'll never have the kind of career that I wanted to have. I'll never have the type of job that I wanted to have. I'll never have this, that, or the other. To learn when it's time to stop going around and start going up. Start to evolve. Start to level. So going back to the example that I gave, when it comes to, okay, you recognize, oh, all this time when I was trying to get him to love me, as Bishop Jake says, that you could be a 1 gallon person and end up with a four pint, you can end up with a pint person, and you're expecting them to fill up your gallon jug with their pint love, and you want them to give you all of them, and they are, but it's not enough for you. Then look on the outside all the time, blaming him or her for what they couldn't give you, when the lesson you were supposed to get all along was about how to fill up yourself. So when that one pint person gives you that pint, it's overflow for you. And it validates them because they are truly giving you their all. Listen at that. Perfect. When you're full and you learn how to fill yourself up, anything that anybody else gives you is extra and it's overflow and helps you to be able to give to others. But when you realize that it's about you and what you need to do to change, and what you need to do to be able to evolve, or what you need to do in order to be able to be a better person starting from the inside out, that's when you begin to evolve. And then that's when the people that keep showing up will show up differently, the different type of person that you desire and that you want, that's when they will show up in your life. When you say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore. I deserve better than what I've been allowing myself to entertain or attract. So I'm going to love me like I'm expecting someone else to love me. I'm going to fill up my own jug, my own cup. And I'm not going to let anybody stop me from achieving what it is that I desire. I'm going to get in better shape for me because I want to be healthier and I want to be around to enjoy my friends and my family and enjoy life fully. Even if I have to enjoy life by myself, that doesn't mean that I'm lonely. I'm going to switch up my finances for myself. I'm going to pursue my dreams for myself. I'm going to pursue a different career for myself. When you know you're beginning to evolve, or even having the thought, you know what, I think I need to do something. I need to start living for me. That's when you know it's time for you to take the evolution path. Not time for you to go and get with the huddle of friends and talk about what could happen and all the possibilities of what it is that you're trying to achieve. Go on, you starting your own business. Well, what are you going to do about your job? What are you going to do about your car? What are you going to do about your house? What are you going to do about your children? What are you going to do about the blah, 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 blah? Who cares? I believe that evolution takes guts and it takes courage. And it takes tenacity to be able to take that leap and get off that merry-go-round, because something going around, you can spin it and just watch it revolve many times without anyone's help, like if you ever spend a penny. And just watch it spin until something either bumps into something and loses its equilibrium, I guess, and, you know, falls down. When you want to evolve, you're ready to take a leap. You're ready to put your faith into action because going upward is not easy. You can't just send something up and it stays up. It'll go up and then it's going to come back down. And like I said, like I'm saying with the penny, like it's spinning, it'll spin. But when you have upward movement, either something has to be pushing it up constantly or something has to be holding it up. So knowing when to evolve is important for us as a whole, because when we have people who are willing to put their faith into action, who are willing to step out and to live out loud and to live their purpose and to know that they're here for a reason and to be able to achieve that reason and explore that reason and go full out to be able to capture their lives, when we have more people who revolve when it's necessary and evolve because it's right, we'll have a bigger and better community. Now, evolving is not always easy. I don't know if I know I've said it, I think, before on my Facebook page, but I don't know if I've actually expressed it on the show, but I'll take it back just like this. But just to go back over it a little bit, when I decided to go by a different name, and it was hard for me because it wasn't that I cared what people on the outside would think about me, but about those close to me, what they would say, what they think, oh my God, she snapped, or people who are really religious, they're like, oh my God, she's going to do some type of other things, or what's really going on with this girl right now. Because I was going through, during this spiritual metamorphosis, if you've ever been through one, oh my God, it is a place like none I've ever been in my life. It's even weirder than being on the physical plane where you're switching a job, learning something new, or moving to a new house. It's so much more than that. Because the world as I knew it was over. It was over and done with. And I could have easily, you know, kept revolving and decided to go back to sleep and be like, yeah, I don't know who you're talking to, Almighty, but you're not talking to me. And I could have just stayed on the merry-go-round. Matter of fact, I was thinking about that today as I was driving. And I was thinking, man, if I just would have stayed at the church that I was at and went along to get along and, you know, just went and just showed up. I could be married to someone. I could have a title. I could be still seen the way I was to see, and I could be speaking in different places. You know, it's been easier to invite myself to people's programs to speak, and it would have been a life that I really, really wanted to live, but it would have been, you know, somewhat of a rock and pebble puddle, you know, kind of look. I could possibly live with it, you know, as long as the person was just bringing money in and to, you know, spend the money and do my thing, yeah, you know. If I would have stayed where I was. But ever since I was a little girl, there's been something in me that won't let me do that. I was talking to a friend and was like, why can't I just be like an ordinary person, go get a job, get back, you know, work Monday through Friday, go on the weekend, shop, borrow money, something, whatever, you know, just the normal person. And he was like, because we were not meant to be normal. So I could never continue to just revolve because it would never feel right to me. It would never feel good to me. It would always be extra. I would feel weighted. And though evolving is hard and it's not always the easiest thing to do, you know, there's no crowd around you that gets you, that understands you. You may have a few couple close friends that get you and understand you. But when I knew that Shannon had come to an end, and it was time for Shafia to be born, it was time for me to evolve. And I'm going to end a little bit early. I haven't been feeling the greatest, and I'm starting to feel it. I do apologize for not having the full 2 hours with you. Please accept my apologies. But what I want you to think about, are you evolving unnecessarily? And are you afraid to evolve? Are you afraid to morph into something greater and become the powerhouse that you were born to be in whatever capacity that might be in your life? It could be being the greatest seamstress, the greatest cook, greatest politician, the greatest business owner. The thing is, evaluate for yourself where in your life are you just continuing to go around and around and around. And you've seen the opportunities where it was time for you to step off the merry-go-round and take the escalator and go up. But you've let fear keep you from doing it. You've let conversations with your friends keep you from doing it. You've let your family talking you out of it keep you from doing it. You've looked at someone doing something similar to what it is that you want to do, and it seems that they've got all their stuff together and everything is perfect, so you're feeling intimidated, so yeah, you won't take the later involved. Where in your life have you failed to take the opportunity to expand yourself and let breathe of having to take this journey by yourself, knowing that it's the road less traveled and your circle, which may already be small, may get even smaller? Evolution is a very powerful thing. And if you know that you're in a revolution, but you're not really sure, nothing seems to be shaking for you, then that means that you still need to stay in that position for a little while and keep going around. But pay attention as you're going around. Detours go around. Attention to where you need to make that pit stop, get what you need, get back on, get to the exit so that you can elevate. Evolve. And for you sisters out there who are ready to evolve and stop going around in circles, stop procrastinating, stop letting things and people get in your way of living your best life and being your best you, then I offer you the opportunity to take advantage of my 9-week power course starting May 19th called Rise. And RISE is an acronym for release emotional baggage, increase your personal power, spiritually align your mind, body, and soul, and elevate your life. Including in this 9-week power course, the bonus one-on-one coaching session with me, and free admission to the RISE 2-day weekend intensive that will be held in July. you've procrastinated long enough. And if you're ready to see some real change in your life and real momentum, and you're ready to be unstuck, then I invite you to go to www.embracethequeen.com and fill out the application for enrollment. I don't work with just anybody. I don't work with everybody. I only want to work with women who are really committed to elevating their lives, who are committed to getting off the bench and wanting to get in the game, who are committed to stop going around in the same circle time and time again, doing the same thing over and over and not even expecting a different result. I think that we know we're doing something over and over. It's not even that we're expecting a different result. And we don't want to change. We know it's not fitting our lives anymore. We're hating it. We're stressed out. We're anxious. We're tired. We're overeating. We're shopping to compensate. And we know it's not fitting us, and we know that we want something more. But there hasn't been anyone there to show us how to get that more that we desire. But with this 9-week power course, that is what I'm going to show you. What I'm going to show you is how the primary energy centers in your body, being Black, are keeping you from getting the relationship that you want, the money that you want, the career that you want, the health outcome that you want, and whatever it is in your life that you desire that is not coming to you, and you don't know why. Or maybe you do know why, but you don't know how to fix it, and you don't know how to change. During this 9 weeks, we will explore various methods to help you to get clear, get free, let go yesterday, step in today, and live full out. So again, if you'd like to be part of that 9-week power course, go to www.embracethequeen.com. You can take this course from anywhere in the world. You don't have to be where I am in order to enjoy the full benefits of RISE. When we begin to evolve, it's kind of like that part of the poem, our deepest fear. When we allow our light to shine, we give others permission to do so. When we evolve and we stop going around, we're saying, okay, it's time for change. It's time for me to rise to the occasion and connect to my higher self and live on purpose. Those who are watching you will look at you and be like, he did it, I know I can do it. If she did it, I know I can do it. And how can you help somebody up if you're underneath them? You can't give them a hand up. And that's what we need to be able to do in our communities, to be able to elevate ourselves and reach back and help someone else elevate. Or when someone asks how you do it, don't be like the game was sold, not told. No. Give them an opportunity at life as well. That's what community does. That's what people does. That's what unity does. That's what brotherhood and sisterhood does. So I'm encouraging you to take time out to really examine yourself and ask yourself, am I revolving or am I evolving? Which one do I want to do? Which one is necessary right now? Right now I'm in another evolution, and it's a big, big season of evolution. Sometimes I want to break down and cry and just be like, you know what? It's not worth it. But I know that it is, and that's what keeps me going. is I know that on the other side of this, it's going to be something that I could have never even imagined. Something that I desired. And I've desired all my life. My daughter's trying to escape and come and the office where I'm at, but she'll be alright. But I know that this journey is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to the one who can endure. And that's my plan, is to take it day by day and endure. It's not to get there faster than the next person. It's not to get more than the next person. It's not to look better than the next person or be on a pedestal higher than the next person. It's to get what I came to get and to claim everything that's mine and to live my life to the fullest and to rise to the occasion. I strongly encourage you, sister, to join me on this journey. As I said, it begins May 19th, and it's a 9-week power course to help you rise, just like the phoenix. There might be people around you that are just waiting for you to fall. There may be people around you that have seen you fall and get back up and fall and get back up, and you might be down right now. They're probably looking at you like, she can't come back this time. Or it can even be the fact that you're up, but you don't know how long you're going to stay up because you keep having that revolution in your life. It's good today, bad tomorrow. Good today, bad tomorrow. Good today, bad tomorrow. And you're tired of going in circles. You've been going in circles for so long, you're digging your own foundation for a new house just with your feet. But there's something inside of you that's calling out more, more, more. I need more. I want more. I know there's more. There's more to this than just this. What is going on with me? What is wrong with me? How do I get there? What is it that I need? I'm willing to try and do whatever it is that I need, but I'm not understanding. Where is this more? Come with me and rise, and I will show you. Go to my website, www.embracethequeen.com, and fill out the enrollment application, and I will be contacting you and talking to you about it directly. Release your emotional baggage. Increase your personal power. Spiritually align your mind, body, and soul. Elevate your life. I also do one-on-one spiritual attunement and healing over the phone. You can go to my website, www.coachsophia.com, and contact me on there. Just send me a message directly from that site. Or schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. But either way, if you're ready to change your life and grow and get out of that box that someone else created you, created for you, or put you in it as if you were something to be shipped off and put on the shelf. I would love the opportunity to work with you and to be your partner in belief, to grow. Help you to evolve and live your best life. Also, tomorrow I will be hosting a healing circle here in the city of Waterloo, Iowa. Which I'm looking forward to having an awesome time with the ladies who have registered for that. If you're interested in me coming to your city and doing a healing circle for you and some of your female friends or people that you know who are in need yourself a succulent circle. To release doubt, to release trauma, to release the past and move forward. I'd be more than willing to come to your city and do that. You can again reach out to me at www.culturethea.com and send me a message and just inquire about how do I get a healing circle for me and my sister start. My sister friends here, my sister is here in my city. If you want more information about it and what it entails, I'll be more than happy to share that with you as well. But I'm definitely looking forward to spending time with these ladies tomorrow and for some of them becoming part of the Rise Power Group. And elevating their life. So, as I said, I'm going to the show short tonight. My energy is a little bit low. And I'm going to go and take care of myself and get prepared for tomorrow so that I can be 100% present and able to serve and willing to serve. See, part of the revolution, the evolution, is knowing when you need to put yourself first. You know, typically I know that I have 2 hours on the show to stand with you. But I feel there's times when the Almighty gives me what to say, how to say it, and there's nothing left to say. There's nothing more to say. And it would be a disservice to you for me to just continue to ramble on and talk if I know I'm being told that enough for tonight. And that I need to go and take care of myself. Because there's only one me. And nobody can do it like I do it. Nobody can speak it like I can speak it. There's certain people's ears that are calibrated for my voice. It's not arrogant, it's confidence. And it's knowledge of how the universe works. And it's knowledge of my perfect calling that I know that there are certain people that I'm here on this planet for, and their ear is attuned specifically to my voice, to the way I enunciate, to the way I pronunciate, to the way I say my words, to my laugh, to the melodic tone of my voice, this little bit of raspiness that I have. Oh, yes, baby, I studied myself. I pay attention. I've been on this journey for a long time trying to find myself, heal myself, enjoy myself, love myself. I'm honored to be who I am today. I'm honored for every lesson that I earned, not just learned, but I earned. Because in order to elevate, you have to earn the lessons that you're giving. It's the same way when you're in school. You don't just learn to hear it. You earn your right, the word I'm looking for, by being able to show what you learned, by being able to exhibit what you learned. You earn your right to go to the next grade. Many, many lessons. I've learned many, many lessons. And I've been given so much by the Almighty for stepping out on faith many times. So I have to do what I'm called to do to be able to show up at my best. And sometimes my best doesn't look that great to me, but to the Almighty and to the one who was in place at the time that I showed up that needed me, it's what they needed, and they got what they needed. And that was all right with me. Even you got what you needed, and that you heard something that's resonated with you, and that will help you to know when to evolve and know when to evolve, and not to run from the evolving process, not to run from the evolution of becoming a better you, of elevating yourself to become a better you. Know that the Almighty has great love for you. That He desires so much for you. And that you are so blessed. And the only thing that needs to change is your mindset. You're enough. Fill your cup so that what you get from others will just be overflow for you to share. Even though I've never seen your face and I may have never heard your voice, know that I love you and that I'm sending prayers and good energy your way. I pray that you'll enjoy the rest of your evening, that you'll enjoy the rest of your weekend, and that love surrounds you, that peace surrounds you, that joy surrounds you, that abundance surrounds you, that wealth and great expectations surround you, that you will elevate yourself, and that the hand of the Almighty will touch you greatly, let you know that He's ever present. Don't doubt yourself anymore. So until Friday, enjoy your upcoming week. Don't forget to reach out to me at www.embracequeen.com and get your seat in the 9-week power course that can be participated in from any place in the world because it's a virtual course. You don't even have to leave the comforts of your own home, but you do want to register because space is limited. Sending you big hugs, big kisses. Thank you again for tuning in tonight to the Initiative Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the Sensitive Sister Free Talk Friday program. I have been your host for the evening, Shafia Kabira, your Holy and Living Consultant, born peace, love, and light.